Hey. Morning. Wait. Wait. How did I end up being Big Spoon like this? No, it's fine. I like spooning you. It's just oh, I like it a whole lot, actually. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna keep saying it until you believe it. I don't care. I don't remember falling asleep like this. I thought you were the one spooning me. After Yep. Great choice of words. You doing good? I mean, did you sleep well? Did I tire you out last night? I know, I wasn't expecting it to turn that intense either. It was a lovely surprise, though. Yeah. No complaints from me. You always know how to turn me on. Make me get a bit carried away. I don't know, it's the way you squirm, your little noises, the way you growl sometimes, how you touch me. Oh, look at your face going red. Hey. Just when I thought you couldn't get any cuter. What's wrong? Huh? Not used to hearing girls sweet talk you and woo you? I find that very hard to believe. You're a catch. Yes. Anybody would be lucky to have you. And, well, currently, I'm the one having you. I had you a few times just 8 hours ago, technically. Right? So yeah, I feel lucky. Yeah, like, fuck yeah, you know? Sorry, that probably wasn't very cute of me. I mean, like I said, you know, you're mondo cute. You make me want to try to be cute too. Yeah. Keyword here being try. You want to be cute or fucking die trying. Well, in all seriousness, I get self-conscious sometimes. I don't feel like I fit the cute bill most of the time. I don't check off all the bullet points in the adorable rule book. I don't. I wish I could be a little more, I don't know, traditionally feminine, you know, sometimes. Be the type of girl that people like, that guys like. No, that isn't quite right. That guys are taught to like, and that girls are taught to aspire to. Yeah, you get me, don't you? Sometimes I wish I was a little less, I don't know, rough around the edges, be less cocky, be less of a clown, be more demure and shy and sweet. I'm virtually none of those things. I just look up to other girls a lot. Yeah. I wish I could be more like them. It's a little stupid, I know. People should be able to be, you know, how they are, without being constrained by weird gender double standards. Like, logically, I know that, but I'm not always immune. Sometimes I buy into the pervasive thought that there is only one correct way for a girl, for a feminine person to behave, and I look at you and I think you deserve to be with someone better, cuter, someone who actually checks off all the points of the adorable rule book, who's really, really actually confident and not riddled with insecurity. And the only time that she feels cocky and confident is when she wants to make you blush. Yeah, like you are now. Jeez. You're so fucking cute. What the... what the absolute fuck? Anyways. Yeah. That's usually how my train of thought goes. Regular thoughts. What should I have for lunch? Some unnecessarily negative self-talk stemming from bullshit societal expectations. And then I get distracted, trying to devise ways to embarrass you. I know, I'm mean that way. Seriously. You've done a lot for me. I appreciate it. You like me for me, I think. Do you? You taught me that it's okay just to be a person sometimes. That a girl like me can contain multitudes, and that's okay. I don't have to conform to one single standard. I might even luck out and find someone who likes that and likes me. So, thank you. Oh, and thank you for looking that adorable when you're embarrassed, by the way. Yeah. That tiny little, oh, shucks, ma'am, kind of sigh that you make. You're like a simple milkmaid with a heaving bosom. I'm like, I don't know, the shepherdess who steals you away in the night and takes you to a barn so I can have my way with you. Love bites blooming all over your chest, your neck. Shit. I really did mark you last night, didn't I? No, I'm not getting turned on. The sight of you naked getting me turned on? No. Impossible. Hey, why don't we stay in bed a little while longer? Have ourselves a repeat of last night. Sounds good. Okay.